Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys suck. Take a look, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. How's it going?
Man, it's so good. I inexplicably gave two bells when I should have just done one.
That was almost a Friday bell.
I know. Save that for tomorrow.
No. Couple more days.
Yeah, it's true. Dang it.
But if you want to say tomorrow's your Friday,
I'm going to claim it. I'll just have two this week.
Okay.
You bet.
Does
that mean payday will be tomorrow too?
Probably not.
Well, it'll just be the best Friday then.
It is good.
All right, now get him. Do you hear what he just said?
Well,
oh, we can say that part. It's just the other one. Oh boy,
Can't do the combo.
I feel good today, Matt. Man, how you feel?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah,
I got the best sleep I had in months last night. It was awesome.
Oh, did you take my advice?
What was that advice?
Tell your wife to smash a beer bottle over your head.
Yeah, but all we had was a liquor bottle, so it worked even better.
Oh God, nice. Yeah. Big old glass one.
It was a Crown bottle too.
Oh man. Nah, did anything change?
Not really. No, I guess I was just tired. I mean, I'm tired a lot. I don't know. I slept good, though. It was nice. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I did, too. That natural rain sound.
Yeah.
The one on YouTube isn't the same. I've tried it.
Some of them sound really good.
It's not as immersive, though, because I don't have my big speakers.
It's
in the living room.
I play mine on the big speakers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You have the big speakers in your bedroom?
No, they're in the living room, but the bedroom's right off the living room, so you can hear it all over.
Oh, man, so you play it through the whole house.
I slept in the living room last night, though. I fell asleep on the couch before 7 again, and I woke up at like 11:30, and my wife was laying on the couch beside me. And then I went to the bathroom, and I guess she got up and went to bed for a few hours. I just passed back out on the couch for a couple hours.
So maybe it's the couch. My dad preferred the couch.
Man, well, it's hard for me to lay down because of my back and stuff. It's hard for me to lay down. I can't lay flat. I haven't been able to lay flat in a decade.
That's what I was saying yesterday. Maybe the hammock.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard for me to lay down, so I sleep on the couch quite often. Can't lay down good.
Yeah.
I sleep on the couch a good bit.
But like at nighttime?
Yeah.
My God.
I snore a lot, so keeps people awake.
They make those, I see ads for them sometimes, sleep chairs that are designed for people with like sleep apnea or spine problems and stuff who can't lay down flat. It's just like a real comfortable sleep. They call them sleep chairs. Sleep chair. I like the ones at hospitals for visitors. Those things suck.
I put the bed on, what's it called? Not Sub-Zero. That's cold. What is it?
He fought you.
The one where.
You put on Scorpion?
No.
Luke Kang.
Zero gravity.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good.
Get over here.
Zero gravity, where they lift the head. It lifts the head a little bit and lifts the legs a little bit, but you the area between the two, you're just kind of floating.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Until you get a flip in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're trying to lay in a circle. You know what I'm saying?
The zero gravity is like, it's like being in a hammock, but on a bed.
Yeah.
Matt loves hammocks.
I do.
They are nice.
I like Fatboy doing an impression of Scorpion if he's redneck. I like making every character redneck. I like that too.
Get your ass over here, man. Get over here.
Bring your ass. That's what he'd say if he's a redneck. Bring your ass.
I bring it.
Fatboy, are you, when you said you wake some people up, obviously referring to your wife, did she tell you, like, get out of here. Go downstairs or wherever.
No.
You do it out of, I'm going to be nice.
She just recorded it one night. Let me hear it.
Oh, were you gasping?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Sometimes
that's terrible.
It's just, you know, not even breathing at all sometimes. Sometimes you shake a little bit.
If it was me, I think he's having a sex dream and he's on the bottom.
I don't really have those.
It is.
Dreams, that is.
It is startling sleeping next to someone that rolls over and goes in your ear.
I do that awake sometimes.
It is terrifying.
That's what it sounds like when he eats.
Like, I fall asleep driving sometimes.
That's pretty
severe. You better not say that and let your other boss hear.
Yeah.
Don't text and drive.
Mr. Uber, he's kidding. Mr. Drive Share, pardon.
Mr. Lyft, don't listen. Mr. Lyft. Yeah, that's rough, man.
It is what it is.
We got to get you a CPAP.
That would be such a...
You have to be a woman to get that, right?
That's a smear. I'm thinking of the... I had an uncle that had to have one, and I could not imagine having to sleep like that.
I mean, at least get an air filter, some kind of air that's better when you're sleepy.
Yeah, I probably need to.
It makes you feel better.
Probably should lose 150 pounds. But then again,
it's
some
not your
people.
Air quality. Like everybody else in the house is fine. It's you yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
like that doesn't always help to lose weight. I mean, it does sometimes.
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah. Some people that are thin have it too. I'm like, man, that sucks.
They got real deviated rectums though. I got the other.
Hard way too.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
That sucks. What were you going to say, man?
Yeah, it sucks?
No, I said that sucks.
Okay.
Fat boy. Yeah. I mean, he's choking to death. That sucks.
Yeah.
So I finally watched. At first, I thought both of you, nine fat boy, pulling the leg. About wrestling.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Because you said, Fatboy, or one of you said, The Rock said the F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I had heard.
That's what I read before I watched it.
And then, Nine, you said there was blood, and WWE does not allow blood anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's accidental blood, then they will have, you know,
the last time they did it was that SummerSlam, or they did it on purpose, that I remember was that SummerSlam match where Brock busted open Randy Orton with the elbows. They did it hard way.
And how long, has that been? A couple years or longer?
Probably closer to 10 years now.
No way.
Like 7 or 10 years, probably.
That's the last time there was blood in WWE?
Well, no, there's been accidental blood.
Where they go and wipe it off.
Yeah, but on purpose, that's the last time I remember anybody getting blood on purpose, getting color on purpose.
God. Well.
Let's see, that match was 2016 SummerSlam. It was 8 years.
God.
Yeah. I want to say Brock got it a year or two ago.
Maybe so.
Accidentally.
Yeah, accidental, though. In one of the Braun Strowman matches or something?
Might have been that.
They were punching each other in the ears as hard as they could.
Oh, yeah. Where he was giving him freaking rights, like legit, hard.
That damn punch Becky Lynch gave Dominic was beautiful.
God,
she rocked
slow
his
motion?
Damn jaw, man.
It's like, man, you're getting some of the heat left over from Punk.
Man, your chin's on sideways right now.
Did you see the video of Braun in an arm wrestling match?
No.
Your arm wrestling.
I don't know if that's real.
Braun Breaker?
A Strowman.
Oh, okay.
He lost to
some
dude.
The other Braun now.
The other one.
Yeah.
Like his hand slipped out of the guy's hand. Like he just did like a little slip move. I'm like, this ain't real. But it's arm wrestling. How do you work it? I guess you could.
We got a P1 from the Upstate who's gotten into that in the last couple of years, and he's a badass big old arm wrestling guy now. Like, he goes and wins everything.
He's going to get a big rig, isn't he?
Probably.
Get his son back.
Start trucking, yeah. Go get his son back.
Guys, I'm going to be in the slap off.
You just watch out when he turns the ball cap backwards. You screwed then.
Uh-huh.
We reference over
Lincoln
the top.
Lincoln Hawk.
We reference Over the Top a good bit.
Awesome
movie. But Over the Top was one of those movies that used to come on WHNS, Fox 21, every Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
It was like that, Big Trouble, Little China.
Yep.
Oh, God.
They had a diverse collection.
Yeah.
You know, man, I...
Six movies over and over is great.
And Airwolf.
It's crazy. Over the Top, Darryl. Some of my top three Stallone movies.
I love it, man.
No joke.
I love Stallone movies. Stallone movies are those movies that you really love, but you don't give them enough credit in your own mind. Even though you like Stallone, like, I don't give Cobra enough credit for being a great movie.
Oh, man, that's one of the good ones. Did you like Get Carter? That's one of my favorites.
That was good.
You see the one recently?
I haven't seen that one.
I liked ICU, the one where it's like a slasher movie with him and a bunch of cops in a rehab center getting killed. Chris Christopherson's in it. A bunch of people in it. Jeffrey Wright's in it.
There's one where he's in a prison.
T-1000.
But his job is to break out of it.
Oh, Escape Plan.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I like that, yeah.
And then the one with Batista wasn't bad. He was in the second one.
Yeah, I didn't see the second one. I want to now, though.
Copland's a classic. People like that one.
Cliffhanger Man.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that movie.
Everybody's going to text in the Judge Dredd and Demolition Man, too.
Oh, yeah.
Expendables 3?
All of them.
We let a woman in this time.
Most of the Rockies? Well, the first four?
Yeah.
I can't believe he writes like he does.
But that's the weird thing.
Isn't that crazy?
Fatboy loves Stallone, but you've never seen Rocky, right?
Yeah, none of the Rocky. I just saw Creed.
Fatboy's never seen Rocky 4.
It's like it's something about the boxing I can't get into. I really hate boxing. Like, I liked it back in the day, but...
They don't really box as much as somebody beats the holy hell out of Stallone for, like, 10 minutes, and then he wins. Oh,
I don't know if I can sit through that.
It's the comeback.
There you go, stop punching me or what, man?
And after the first one, they should have realized, keep Adrian away from ringside.
Yeah.
Put her up in a suite where you can't see her. She's distracting.
Yeah. Yo. Like, Fatboy can't properly hate Russia because he's never seen Rocky IV.
Dang it.
I mean, now looking back at it, clearly it was propaganda.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how mighty it was.
Right at the right time.
It was Cold War propaganda from hell, man.
Yeah.
Dang it, who was Adrian? Adrian was somebody famous.
Taya Shire.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, hey. It was Connie Corleone.
Yep.
Taya Shire, damn your ass.
Oh, somebody just texted in, stop my mom will shoot. But nobody is, somebody finally takes in Rambo.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you not Throw Mama from the Train?
No, Stop My Mom Will Shoot was him. Throw Mama from the Train was, when you said it, I thought that, but
it's not Stallone.
No, that was Danny DeVito.
Oh,
yeah,
and Mother Fratelli.
But easy mistake to make. Danny DeVito and Stallone—they look alike,
identical.
Both Italian.
It all goes back to the Goonies.
Yeah, they both did porn too.
Good God,
Goonies porn. Chunks.
He was schlong in that one instead of.
Oh my God.
I'm not sloth. I'm schlong. Looks the same.
It's a comedy porn.
Yeah. Why do you think they called the other one Mouth?
Yeah.
It could have been a woman named Slith.
You should have seen what Data had under that trench coat. Okay. I make gadgets.
I was going to watch it now. I haven't seen that one either. I miss all those references.
Oh, man.
Yeah. One-Eyed Willie, though. He's still in it.
Was Rob Lowe in Goonies?
No. You're thinking of... hold on. His daddy's a real famous actor. Was married to Streisand at one point, I believe. Maybe not.
Josh Brolin?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Dang it, that's who it
yes.
was.
I'm the all-time champion of Batman Magic Game.
Yeah.
If you would have said Pensacola Wings of Gold, I would have got it.
Was that your favorite wing sauce?
Oh, you knew watch that show back in the day?
No. Mm-hmm.
James Brolin's a pilot?
No.
Badass flight crew?
By the only thing I ever saw James Brolin in was Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I never watched much else he was in.
Not memorable.
No, but I remember him very. He was great in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Josh Brolin, he just hosted SNL, right, Fat Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw him on something recently, but it wasn't a movie.
I like Josh Brolin a lot and stuff.
What's your favorite Josh Brolin line?
I ain't got no agua.
I knew it was gonna be.
Ain't got no what?
I ain't got no agua.
Oh.
Went from No Country for Old Men when he walks up on all the dead people and the one guy who's still kind of alive in the desert where the drug deal went bad, and the guy is asking for water. Says, I ain't got no agua.
My favorite, like, not even a character, it's like a sub character, is the old man at the gas station.
Oh, yeah. He's the best, man.
God. We're about to close up now.
Yeah. He's so good at frustrating the hell out of the psychopath.
You know, they say that, like, Anton Sugar is the most accurate depiction of what a psychopath really is.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
That's crazy.
He's like, a lot of people have played psychopaths, but as far as an actual psychopath, that was the one in movies.
Even more than Bateman?
As far as being an actual psychopath, they said, like, psychiatrist said Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men is the most accurate on-screen depiction ever of a genuine psychopath.
Wow. Yeah. Don't trust somebody with one coin in their pocket.
Because he's completely psychotic. Like, what's his motivation? Being psychotic. Patrick Bateman had motivations beyond just strictly being psychotic.
Yeah.
All the other ones have other motivations, but his entire motivation was just he's psychotic.
And he had to return some videotapes.
Yeah.
Imagine it. No Country for Old Men, if he walked into that gas station, they were playing Huey Lewis. And he started dancing all wacky and then beats it.
There goes the Oscar out the window.
that movie combining Huey Lewis and the News with that was just like appallingly ridiculous but awesome. Marrying the two together like that.
It was very, that movie was, I bet if I watch it now it'd feel very dated to me because it was very much that time and place. And I don't mean the setting in the 80s, but I mean it was very much an early 2000s movie. It fits in well with Fight Club for one. It fits in well with all those types of movies. That was very popular back then.
Yeah. Fight Club.
I don't know how to describe them even, but they were similar in ways that I can't describe.
That's a movie I know most people love. I like it. It's a fine movie, but like
American Psycho?
No, I love that movie. Fight Club.
Yeah, see, I feel that way about American Psycho. I love Fight Club. I feel that way about American Psycho. Like it's a fine movie. Yeah, you know.
It didn't have the soundtrack that American Psycho had.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for Huey Lewis.
That third act of American Psycho just drags for me. Where he's running around town, trying to get away, and it just drags.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Yes. Yes, it is.
People still quote that movie a lot, like themes and whatnot.
Plus, I like the part in Fight Club where Jared Leto gets the holy hell beat out of him.
Hey, that was rough.
Dude, he's just...
Isn't that the one he really took, like, real punches and stuff, right? Like,
I don't know.
He's like... Make it, you know.
He probably would.
Probably like old Dom Dom said to.
He's like the Darby Allin of acting.
Becky. Oh, so with that, I thought you were both working me at a point because you said The Rock says the F-bomb. And I stayed off social media specifically because I didn't want to see any clips. And then Rock comes out, doesn't say anything, and walks in. I'm like, you suckers. And then you said, oh, there's going to be blood too. And then. Oh, what's his name? Not Bronson Pinchot. That was from Bosom of Perfect Strangers. Big Bronson. Big Bronson action Reed, Bronson. Yeah. What's his name? Bronson Reed.
Action Bronson.
Well, he's getting fed again. Is he?
Yeah, he's putting it on.
He's got to get his TV show
back. He's stout, though. That dude would wreck somebody.
He's wrestled before AEW, yeah. Oddly enough.
Nobody saw it, but it happened.
He got a bloody nose in his match. I'm like, y'all dickheads.
And then you got to the end.
Then I got to the end. And he did, but uh-huh. it was bleeped.
Yeah.
I read where they had that scripted, so they told everybody he's going to say an F-bomb. But you can hear the crowd in the arena like, oh.
Yeah. Are you going to go now when it comes to town to hear him cuss?
Shoot, he ain't going to be there after Mania.
I know.
He ain't going to be there. They always come to Greenville in the middle of May when it's the downturn after Mania.
I know. And then you hear from people, man, I'm never going to wrestling again.
We've gotten several of the Memorial Day Raws, too. We got one coming in May this year.
Oh, for real?
Memorial Day Raws notoriously, like, they don't... In the past, they haven't gone 100% on Memorial Day. And it's pretty well-known thing by people who watch every week that Memorial Day is going to be kind of a down show. We've gotten several of those in this town.
We're supposed to have an Elimination Chamber and didn't get it. Remember that?
Well, we were supposed to have a show, and then they decided to do Elimination Chamber, and for some reason they put it in Corpus Christi instead of putting it here.
I thought it was going to be the Punjabi prison match.
Oh, my God.
Well, I remember watching. It was Orton and Kali, right?
Yeah. Yeah. God, you imagine having to put that thing together.
This looks stupid.
Like it was just made cousin. Out of a bunch of Singapore canes. That's it.
It's built out of cane poles.
Yeah. It's like a beach club that after Hurricane Hugo.
Mm-hmm. They should have done that here because we got plenty of bamboo growing wild.
They're glad the Elimination Wigwam PLE.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right.
Big blue from hell match.
It's Wednesday. We will. We got a brand new Mattman's conspiracy mystery today. It's. I'll go ahead and tell you. It's not like a. It falls under the guidelines or whatever of being a conspiracy, but it's not a conspiracy. It's one of those things where you might have known about this, but I didn't, and then I think it's good. I mean, it's one of those things where you say, okay, that was that moment in American history. Mm-hmm. But little did I know, and maybe a lot of you won't know, like there was like ripple effects from that really didn't go down in history.
I am intrigued, sir.
Well, good. What does that mean?
I want to know more.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you, that'll be coming up today. Also, feel free to text us, 72341. That is the TLCMotors.com text line.
Standard mesh and data rates apply. Fatboy already told you, don't text and drive.
And Conspiracy Mystery will be at
8
o'clock.
Okay.
And we'll be going on the live video stream. Mark you, you don't need a calendar. Just make yourself a note. Take a little note. We'll be doing that at 9:05.
Okay.
So once you get to work.
I'll make a note of that.
Make a note of that. I wrote it on there 8 times. for everybody's sake. Paige, what's up in the plot?
Well, we got to talk about more about the investigation into Sean Diddy Combs and his behavior. And it's put some other celebrities, including a member of the royal family, in the spotlight. So we'll tell you all this and more coming up in your headlines.
Trying to think of which one it would be now. Well, the other one. Oh, is it the one that's already on the flight logs and the island?
I thought he died.
Did he die?
I don't think he did.
He probably didn't really die then, mm-hmm. If you thought he died.
I don't think he died.
Okay. All right, we'll find out who from the royal family, because we still care about the royal family. Yeah. Next, your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, but none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I'm Paige, and we begin with more about the investigation into Sean Diddy Combs.
I hate now that the news has called Sean Diddy Combs. I hate it. I get here.
Like, do you think the judge will say that? Sean Diddy Combs, please come up to the stand.
I hope not.
I'd like to call the leader of Bad Boy Records up to the stands.
Maybe if it's Judge Judy. Or Judy Justice, pardon me.
Yeah, he'll probably get Judge Harvey. It'll be a wash. Show me your attic.
The only way to get in trouble with him is if you stole the pork loin.
Oh, back my bacon.
Well, Prince Harry and Cuba Gooding Jr.'s names have been brought up in this investigation. The investigation is where Diddy is accused of sex trafficking and sexual abuse. He faces a litany of sexual assault allegations. And so the people that are named, nobody is actually accusing Prince Harry of anything, but his name came up in this $30 million lawsuit filed against Diddy by music producer Rodney Jones.
That's Lil Rod.
So Jones is accusing Diddy of sexual abuse, and in the court papers, he talked about Diddy's alleged trafficking parties and his access to famous and important people, including Harry. Now, his relationship with Prince Harry goes back to a party that was thrown years ago, like in 07. It was part of a concert for Diana at Wembley Stadium.
So that's loved Bad Boy.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Well, Cuba seems like an unsavory character.
Doesn't he? That's another one for him.
He was radio.
Yeah. You don't see him in anything anymore.
Well, the thing with Cuba Gooding Jr., he doesn't get off quite as easily, though, with being mentioned in the lawsuits. An amended version of Rodney's lawsuit on Monday accuses Cuba of sexual assault. And in this, Jones says that Cuba began touching, groping, and fondling his legs.
Have I been saying it wrong all these years?
I always thought it was like the country, too. Maybe
I did, too. I didn't know.
I don't know.
They never say his name in the movies. You know that?
You read it in the credits. You don't ever hear it, though.
Well, Rod Tidwell.
I always relied on Mary Hart and Bob Goen to tell me how to say those celebrity names.
So according to this lawsuit from Rodney Jones, Cuba, however you say it, began touching, groping, and fondling his legs, his upper inner thighs near his groin, the small of his back near his buttocks, and his shoulders last June on a yacht rented by Diddy. And a couple more updates on this story. Diddy's alleged drug and gun mule was arrested by the feds. Diddy sold all of his shares in Revolt TV and has nothing more to do with it.
He says Mace owes him $3 million. I'm like, are you worried about that? What Mace owes you?
It was Pastor Mace.
Pastor Mace.
Yeah, really.
Whatever went down then, it scared him so much. He's like, I'm going from being a gangster rapper to a preacher overnight.
Something happens with these, Black Rob passed away, but these other acts,
yeah,
they try to get away from Diddy as much as possible.
Yeah, they seem to.
But is it because of maybe, you know, him putting his hand on him or, you know?
You got to figure that somebody at some point would have whooped his ass.
What do you think?
He's like, yeah. Biggie would have whooped his ass.
See, I always wondered about that, too. Like, there's a documentary, and I don't know the name of it, and it's probably not a major release one, but it was talking about how, you know, with Biggie, who killed him or whatever, like, was it to shut him up about stuff he saw Diddy doing?
There's that meme going around now. It's an old picture of him.
I saw it.
In the studio where Biggie's sitting there, and he's really hard side-eyeing Diddy over there. He's looking at him like, I mean,
he looked like that all the time.
He did. This is he going right now.
Robert Gibson eye looking at you.
Yeah.
What's up, Hoot?
Man. He always looked very, very like he was suspicious of somebody. Mm-hmm.
I read the first lawsuit a few months ago that the chick filed against him. And then she said
former girlfriend, yeah.
When he found out that Suge Knight was in town, he went to grab all his guns and just like a bunch of people and was going to go find him. So it's kind of like, wow, this really put something to the thing back in the day of, you know, the whole. Could somebody have been behind, you know, orchestrating the whole thing?
That and the dirty LAPD that was involved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
They've been dirty ever since Dragnet ended.
And FBI also.
Yeah.
There are 73 pages in this lawsuit from Rodney Jones.
We got a local cop that used to be LAPD. I'd love to talk to him about the crash unit and all that stuff back in the day.
We'll talk about Rampart.
Do a ride along with him, just in his car. We'll talk about police stuff.
I just wanted to ride along, not in the police car, but in your car on the way to work.
Yeah,
like, yeah, man, come on.
In other words, come pick me up tomorrow and tell me cop stories.
Yeah, I want to hear some stories. Chop it up.
That's what you ought to do. Record a podcast on your ride share.
Yeah.
Say, I will keep you in my car as long as you're interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not interesting anymore, I'm letting you out.
I'm canceling your ride.
I'd only do it for free. That's my offer.
Oh.
Well, now, Sean Diddy Combs, he declares he's innocent after going to his home.
Well, I declare.
Come on, man.
I'm innocent of the thing I haven't been charged with yet.
He denies the, quote, meritless accusations waged against him.
The accusations to this point have been entirely in civil suits, not criminal cases. That's weird to say.
Yep.
He also plays the race card a lot, and I feel he probably will with this, but then, like, I think, all right, go look at the people who have gotten in trouble for that same stuff. Us honky's winning. I hate to say it. I hate to say it. There's more.
In the lead there, yeah.
In the lead. In the
and
lead.
His attorney made the
coming
statement.
Around, coming around turn four, it's the honky in the lead, followed by.
After Homeland Security raided his homes in L.A. and Miami on Monday, and the attorney says that there was a gross overuse of a military-level force, such as warrants, executed at Mr. Holmes' residences, and his attorney says that he declares that he is innocent and that these are meritless accusations.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get when you try to go raid Diddy. Yeah. There may be some boys there, a crew, a set, if you will, if you follow gang talk.
They took plenty of federal agents and local police to do it. I think they'd have been fine.
What's like the when they thought they saw an alien in Miami? Yeah. Remember all those cops?
Oh, well. Those cops responded like it was aliens, though.
That was wild.
So it was we'll a 9/11 level response to some fight at a mall.
Mm-mm. It was gunfire. Allegedly.
Unless somebody popped a balloon.
It was teens fighting.
Firecrackers, balloons, guns, all of the above. Sounds like a fireworks celebration.
Teens fighting. Let's call in every fire department, every ambulance, and all the cops in three counties.
It was odd.
It was odd.
But then again, though, I don't know how that, like, if you're on duty and you hear, like, oh, my God, this huge crowded mall, there's open fire, you know, shots fired. Do you just say, I'm headed over there in my damn self?
The response was like there was no other crime happening in Miami, which I know ain't true.
Nah.
The response is like, well, this other crime ain't important right now. Let's go to the mall.
It's snow season down there. Mm. Year round.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Set it slopes.
Yeah. Thank you, Paige.
Fat boy. A big supporter of Burton Snowboards. What are you working on in
Goofy.
Sports.
He likes some Jeff
Burton. He rides Goofy.
Jeff Burton Snowboards. He likes.
Ward. I'm Ward Burton.
Ward Burton Snowboards. Oh, man.
The man. We got Deion Sanders talking about some. This has got to be considered tampering. We're talking about draft manipulation here.
Okay. Say again?
A la John Elway and Eli.
Well, others. Everybody's always gotten away with it just fine.
I know. Deion's just putting it out there. Plus, we got a story here of a website offering you a job for if you're a baseball fan. It's weird too. It has to involve hot dogs, or to do with.
Oh my goodness!
Has to involve. No, hang on a second.
Huh?
It has to do with hot dogs.
I do those. I do this live on the air too. It's cool. Yeah, well, it makes it more intriguing, and it lets you know. Like, I'm no big professional here on the radio. I'm just talking. That's not a slap. That's really. It's like,
I feel dumb sometimes. Good,
I do too. I do too.
Right now is one of those examples.
Yeah. Well, we'll make it for it next. Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
P1's rule.
Turn it up.
On the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Yeah, boys, Deion Sanders, coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. His son, Shador, is the quarterback. Had a pretty good year.
Mm-hmm.
People thought he was going to come back for the draft this year, saying he would have been the top five pick. But he's going to come back to school. He's going to go out next year.
That makes sense. I mean, you got another year you can go play ball with your dad coaching.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to be a Heisman favorite next year. He and his teammate, Travis Hunter,
mm-hmm.
who's a two-way player.
Hunter's good.
He's really good.
Real good. They're both real good.
And they still got guys coming in. They're expected to have a better year next year than this past year.
Yeah, they'll go up.
So they're going to get drafted next year. Deion was asked about that. But – don't think they're just going to go anywhere. This is weird how invested Deion is beyond, well, with his son, but with Travis, too, beyond college, about where they go.
Does he say specific teams?
No, he won't do that.
Okay. Have you guys seen any of the Coach Prime reality show they on Prime Video?
Nah, I keep forgetting to watch it.
Deion has an incredible level of genuine, heartfelt passion for those kids that play for him. He loves them.
That's nice.
Yeah. And you don't have many toes left either.
They love him, too.
They talk about his toes in it?
Yeah, they cover that.
What happened to his toes?
I don't know. I just know he don't have some.
I think he had some circulation problems going all the way back to when he was playing. He always had them turf toe problems.
Oh, yeah.
I think it goes all the way back to his playing days.
Sorry, Deion. Well, here he is talking about the draft next year.
Top four.
Ooh, that's pretty beautiful.
Anywhere from one through four. One of them is going to be one. The latter one would not go behind four. Now, all this is subjective because I know where I kind of want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget Shallow. Okay, mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't gonna happen. It's gonna be an Eli.
That's always the example people go back to is Eli.
Certain cities, they're gonna happen. I love that.
Yep. And look how it worked out. Yeah. They drafted Eli, but they traded him for Phillip Rivers. They just swapped teams.
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Hall of Fame career, never won a Super Bowl. Eli's got two.
So it's another example. Of how, the dads get involved. And, I mean, you saw it with Big Dave Ululele.
Yeah.
You saw it with, who was the other one? Oh, with Kobe's dad.
Yeah, a bunch of dads involved. Like, his uncle, too, Chubby Cox.
Chubby Cox is good.
Yeah.
He was a good.
Great ball player.
Great ball player.
Jim Kelly.
Who?
Jim Kelly. He went to the USFL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. God, that's right.
Yeah.
He was a gambler or a bandit. One.
Yeah, one of those. Which, that starts this week in the UFL.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do
you care, though? Like, will you watch?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because there was a rule change that they just made in the NFL that they got off of the XFL last year. They're changing the kickoffs to where everybody's already downfield. Nobody can start until the returner catches the ball or the ball hits the ground.
Yeah.
So they're going to cut down on high-speed collisions.
But they are bringing back kick returns as a play.
Yeah.
Because it's all been just straight touchbacks. The way they've been doing it the last couple seasons – don't even bother with the kickoff, man.
Yeah,
just put the ball on the 20.
No more fair catches. They're saying that it's going to produce up to 1,000 more plays for next season.
You know what they could do for fun? Show a little patriotism when the Blue Angels fly over. One of them drops football out. Whoever catches it could run the other direction, score a touchdown.
It does bring back the old school. Like when you used to play Madden, you'd be trying to just aim for the goal line with your kick so they couldn't get a touchback, and you try to run down and nail them at the 10.
Try to pin them deep.
Yeah.
Knock it out.
But the touchbacks on those kickoffs are also going to be the 30-yard line now. So they're trying to score more points because they ain't scoring enough points somehow.
Some of these games are – some of them are really good.
Like, what's the – ugh? Like, you just don't know anybody. Like, are you watching it because you want to see some of the college guys that maybe you knew, followed, that didn't make it to NFL?
I mean, like, some of the NFL games are bad. The spring football.
Oh, I see.
This could be the first for the UFL.
Yeah, yeah.
So, It'd be interesting.
I found out about that through wrestling, in fact.
Yeah.
Always the one there hawking that?
Like every third commercial.
That's part of his deal, I'm sure.
Commercial break, yeah. That's the thing. They whatchamacallit, he gets his company logo in the middle of the mat, the ring on PLEs.
Well, is NBC broadcasting the games? Because they own USA, too.
They split somewhere. Okay. It might be ESPN and NBC. Okay. One of them. Could be both. It starts Saturday.
I heard they're all going to play at the same time.
You might as well.
Six teams, one field. Yep. Who wins?
Same time.
We up out of here, man. We got bounce.
No history in sports.
None. I got to go get a different source. There's got to be something that happened.
What are you, your source?
It's like
Street or Smith. Which one?
I go to one and they're like, eh, nothing happening today. I'm like, BS.
You know, those days are gone. I remember when 90s, I'd go buy Athlon Sports baseball prospect issue, big thick one. I'd sit in there and read and say, okay, when this guy gets a card and it comes out, I'm going to buy him.
Larry Wayne.
Kenny Lofton was my big one. Ooh. Him and Tomei, I hit real big on. But now they have cards when they're in high school.
Yep.
They have cards when they're obviously in college. Little There's League. More eyes on them. There's no way to prospect.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the Mark Zuckerberg Little League card.
Those are cool.
Mm-hmm. Some kid played with him on his team when they had cards and he kept it, sent it to PSA. Sold it for a lot of money.
God, how'd they find a helmet to fit that big head of his?
He stole it from somebody else.
Phone looking. Yeah, he stole it from the Twins. I got, a Winklevoss head.
I got you a sports history that's real quick if you want it, Fat Bo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this in 1939, the first ever NCAA basketball championship game was played. And Oregon beat Ohio State 46-33.
Oh, O-H.
Exciting.
Oh, no.
Ducks.
Man, basketball pre-dunk.
Yeah.
Three-point
line.
Yeah.
All those North Carolina teams just passing the ball around. No shot clock.
Yep.
You know, like back then, there wasn't that many colleges, so you'd have people like Pepperdine, who'd be like the national champion. And always, like
Coach Westfall.
Yeah. The colleges that aren't even around anymore.
There you go. In 1998, the Bulls played the Hawks at the Georgia Dome in front of 62,000 people because Jordan can draw.
Jesus.
The Bulls won.
Would Dean Smith have been a legend if they had a shot clock and a three-point line early in his career?
Yeah, I don't know.
They had a lot of games where they just literally just passed the ball around.
Mm-hmm. Dean Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a lot to work with, though. I mean, good Lord.
A lot of low-scoring games. Oh, we out of here for real.
All right, we out of here for real? You swear?
Go.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to need those of you that are ball-headed, you may not have any dog in the fight with this, but those of you listening right now with head hair, you will definitely have an opinion on this. There's no question you would have an opinion. Bald people, you're out.
Oh, man.
Go take your dump now. Go grab some coffee.
What is that at 9:10?
Yeah. What?
He said bald people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hybrid. Who knows? Hybrid person. We'll get into to that and a whole bunch more coming your way. So, Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys. Madman. Nine. Paige and Fat Boy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.